As I said at the beginning of Mass, my name is Father TJ. It is really exciting for me to be here at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton because this is the church where I grew up. I actually made my first communion and I was confirmed about right here in this spot. So it's great to be back at a place that is home for me. I want to start today by doing something with the gospel. I want to react it out, so I'm going to need some volunteers to help me. So how about, yes ma'am, how about you right here? Why don't you come on up? And then how about you, sir? Why don't you come up? And then any of the middle school students want to help over here? All right. Yes, sir. You with your hand way high right there. Yes, sir. Come on up. All right. All right. That's good. Okay. So today in the gospel, we had two men that were afflicted with something. Do y'all remember? Were you listening? What was it? What was wrong? What was wrong with them? Do you remember? They were blind. So are either of y'all afraid of the dark? You afraid of the dark? Okay, so what we're going to do is I'd like to act out this gospel today. Is that okay? So y'all will be the two blind folks. So if we're going to be blind, what do you think you need? How about a blindfold? Do you want to put that over your eyes? Okay, and then we'll get one for you. And how about, what do you need? You can't see anything. All right, just to prove to us that you can't see anything, give each other a high five. Okay, close. Now, how hard would it be if I say, okay, I got a ball here in my bag, and catch. And see, you had no idea, I didn't really have a ball. But that, how hard do you think it would be if your teacher said, hey, why don't you read this book and write a report on it?
But we couldn't see anything.
You can't see anything. So it's pretty hard, huh? A little inconvenienced? Imagine going your whole life not being able to see like this. Kind of scary?
Yes. Yeah.
Like people would bump into you, run into you, you'd have no idea what was going on, would you? All right, so what happens? Who do you want to see? Who can help you?
God.
God can help us. Jesus can help us. So in the gospel, do y'all remember what happened? What did the two blind folks say to Jesus?
They said that they believed that God could make them see again.
That's right. Said, Son of David, have pity on me. So they go to the house of, do you mind playing Jesus?
Sure.
Okay, you be Jesus. So they come to you and they say, hey, Jesus, man, it stinks being blind, right? Would you say that?
Yeah.
Yes, it stinks being blind. Please, can you help us? And what does Jesus do?
He heals them,
right. But he asks them a question first, and that's important. It's important when Jesus asks us a question. You remember what he said? Do you want to ask your friends what he said? Was anybody listening real close to the gospel? What did Jesus say to the blind men? Yes?
You have to go to the pool.
Okay, not quite. Do you remember?
Do you think I can do this?
Do you think I can do this? That means, do you believe that Jesus has the power to heal? Do these blind folks, I'm sorry. Whoa, startled you a little bit. No, it's okay. Do you believe that Jesus can heal you? And your answer is?
Yes.
And Jesus does what?
Heals them.
How did he heal them? Remember what it said in the gospel? Do y'all remember? Because this is important. What did he do? What did he do? He touched their eyes. See, Jesus touches us. Jesus wants to love us. Okay? And okay, no, don't get startled again. Jesus wants to touch us. Jesus wants to heal us. He wants us to know, I'm here for you. So Jesus, go ahead, do your thing. Boom. Boom. Be healed, right? And now what? Now you can see. There's one more important scene in this gospel today. Jesus tells them something at the very end. He says, do what? He says, what did you say? Yes, ma'am. He says, see that no one knows about this. Okay, Jesus says, hey guys, that was a miracle that just happened, but don't tell anybody. Okay? And is that what they did? Did they say, okay, yes sir, we're not telling anybody? What did they do?
They went out the door.
They did like this. They're like, dude, we can see again. It's amazing. And Jesus said, don't tell anybody. Now, Jesus said, don't tell anybody because there was a process. There was something he wanted to do about the way he would tell the world that he was the king. What he didn't want to happen is people going around saying, hey, this dude, Jesus, he can do anything. He can destroy armies and he can win wars, because that's not the king he was. What kind of king was Jesus? The king? He was the king of love. He was the King of love who said, I'm going to die for you. I'm going to give my life for you. I'm not going to be the kind of God that's going to say, ooh, look how awesome I am. I'm the King. He says, no, I love you. I'm going to die for you. I'm going to give everything that I have for you. That's the kind of King that He is. And that's a King that He wants us to know that He is. And He also wants to know that when we're suffering with blindness, when we're suffering with sin, when we're struggling with pain and sorrow, and when we're just sad, we come to Jesus and say, Jesus, heal me. Jesus, help me. And He does what for us? He heals us. He touches us. He loves us. One of the ways that Jesus touches us and heals us is through the beauty of the sacraments of our church. Being able to receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist. Being able to be touched by the hands of Jesus to be absolved from our sins. To be touched by Jesus to be healed in the sacrament of the sick. To be touched by the Lord in His love. To be claimed forever in His church in the sacrament of baptism. You see, that's what the Lord does for us. He wants to touch us. He wants to love us. My friends, don't be blind. Don't let your eyes be covered by lies or deceit. Don't let your eyes be covered by sin. Let Jesus touch you. That's what He wants to do for you. Okay, so we are so blessed. We're so lucky that we have a God that loves us. I'm going to ask you guys to be seated. And I have one more important thing that I want to say. So if you guys can go back, thanks for your help. So I said at the beginning of Mass that I work for the diocese. My job is I'm the director of vocations. Okay, vocations mean to call. What is God calling you to do with your life? What is He asking you to do? I'm not asking you to put your hand up. I'm asking you to reflect on that. What has God made you for? What has He created you to do? Now, a lot of people in here are called to the vocation of matrimony, to be married, to be a mom or a dad one day. But some of you are called to a different kind of vocation. The kind of vocation that I'm called to. And that's what? Priesthood, right? We have sister here. She was called the consecrated life. Okay, so some of us are called to something different. And that's why I'm here today. Because I travel all over the diocese. I talk to school students from all over the place, the 60 Catholic schools in our archdiocese. And I talk to young people about being open to what God's calling you to. I don't know what He's created each of you for. I don't know what God is asking you to do with your life. But I'm asking you that if He's putting on your heart, if He's touching your heart and your soul and saying, I want you to be a priest or I want you to be a sister or a nun, I ask you, my friends, please be open to that. I've been a priest now for 6.5 years. It's awesome. Like, I can't think of anything I could do with my life that's more fun, more fulfilling, more joyful than being a priest of Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful that God has called me to this vocation. And so I ask you, my friends, don't run away from it. Don't be scared. If God's placing it in your heart and He's asking you to be a priest or a nun, be open to that. Say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. Let Him take the blindfold off of you if that's what He's calling you to. A lot of young people say, man, I don't want to be a priest or a sister. That's boring. Okay, it's not. It's amazing. And so if you're looking at life, if you're looking at what do I want to do when I grow up, what do I want to be when I grow up, please be open to the possibility God might be calling you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, or a nun. Our Catholic Church needs courageous men and women to stand up to the world and to stand up before God and say, yes, Lord, I will serve you. Yes, Lord, I will follow you. Yes, Lord, I will love you. I will give my whole heart to serve you. And I have a homework assignment I want to give you. You guys like homework? Raise your hand if you like homework. There's a few of you. A few of you. Okay, this is an easy homework assignment. It's got two parts. First part of the homework assignment is you need to pray and say, God, what have you created me to do? God, what is my vocation in life? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to be when I grow up? That's a question you need to be asking now. Don't wait until you graduate college to start thinking about that. Start asking that question now. God, what have you made me to do? Second part of the question. I want you to pray and say, God, are there any of my classmates that I think would be good priests or nuns? And I want you to pray for those classmates of yours that you think might be a good priest, a good brother, a good sister, a good nun. Because maybe God is using you to tell them that they should be open to that. And if you could think of one of your classmates or several of your classmates that you think would be an excellent priest, a sister, or nun, I want you to tell them that. I want you to tell them, hey, I was thinking about what Father TJ said today, and I think you'd be an awesome priest. I think you'd be an awesome sister. I think you'd be an awesome nun. And then maybe God's using you to tell them what He wants them to do with their lives. Does that make sense? Do you think you can do that? Is that too hard of a homework assignment? Too hard? Oh, man. All right, okay. Okay, if that's too hard, I'll give you an easier homework assignment. I just want you to read the entire Old Testament before tomorrow. No, much easier to pray. So pray for two things, right? Pray to say, God, what did you make me to do? What do you want me to be when I grow up? And the second thing is to ask God, are there any of my classmates that would be awesome in the vocation of priesthood or consecrated life? I think together that we can pray and increase in vocations. I think that we can be open to God's love. And in that way, we can serve Him, we can love Him, we can receive the gifts that He wants to give us. So my friends, as we continue our celebration today, we ask God to enter into our lives more deeply, to take away the blindness, whatever's causing us not to be able to see, so that we can be healed by His love. And we also pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and to the consecrated life. May the Lord continue to bless us, and may He be with us during our Advent journey.